What is the gospel? Martin Morrison from South Africa. Our world is full of fake news and fake gospels. God also has a gospel, which is the true gospel and is God's gospel. The gospel is the revolutionary announcement that Jesus is King. This announcement is rooted in the one God, Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, who know love and glorify each other. This God created all things, both visible and invisible, and is therefore worthy of all glory and adoration. This God has spoken through his Son and the written word, both Old and New Testament. This same God created human beings, both male and female. Tragically, they rebelled against him and became both alienated from God and corrupted in every aspect of their being. From all eternity, God determined in grace to rescue a people for himself from every tribe, language, people, and nation. The gospel is God's rescue plan to save his people by his Son, who is Savior, Lord, and King. This King was anticipated in the Old Testament scriptures and came to earth in space and time. This conquering King vanquished sin, death, and Satan on the cross and in his resurrection. In his death and resurrection, he defeated the cosmic powers and spiritual forces of evil. This King is the one and only mediator between man and God, who on the cross acted as our full and final substitute to quench the wrath of God, a King without sin who bore the penalty of our sins and thereby reconciled God to his people, a King who justifies his people solely by grace through faith and not by their works. This King invades the lives of his followers by his Spirit, a sovereign Spirit who saves those who repent and believe. This King gathers his followers into a new community in order that they may be his witness in word and deed. He spurs his subject on to establish his kingdom throughout the world by being salt and light in every arena of life. Having physically ascended into heaven, this King will return as final judge and consummate his kingdom in a new heaven and new earth. He has spoken these words in the Gospels and calls on his disciples to proclaim his kingdom in the same way. This King calls on all people everywhere to lay down their arms in surrender and to both repent and believe. Have you done so? If not now, when?